say. And the people in the houses all went to the university.
Well, they were put in boxes, and they came out all the same.
And there's doctors and lawyers and business executives.
And they're all made out of ticky-tacky.
And they all look just the same.
This is Pretty Late with Patty Vasquez. I'm Craig Collins. Patty is handing out the reads right now for What's in the Box, our game. Elliot Serrano, you've gotten yours.
Yeah, I've got mine. What's awesome. Happening? Here's where the
we are on the air, Patty. Yeah, I know. Yeah. You wanna...
This is the wrinkle that's going on because we have a Marine in the room right now.
Right.
And we kind of have to be somewhat, I don't know, conscious?
Right.
I'm 312-981-7200. Yes, Craig?
I'm not sure that many of the people knew we were on the air till right now. That was nice. That was cool.
This is the first time I didn't know I was on the air.
You were?
Yes. We have Tom, who's on hold right now. We need another contestant for What's in the Box, and we have a pretty late first. We've had our wonderful bartender, Vlad, play What's in the Box before. He has read reviews for you. Rob Martier, Elliot Serrano, both pros. Roger Badish is such a wonderful participant in this. He actually does his own reviews and has made me look for the items that he has...
Did you find that one
I did.
Last week?
I did, and yeah. I'm afraid to drive a car ever again, as a matter of fact. So we have hopefully another contestant on the line. We have Tom on hold. We need one more contestant to play What's in the Box. So our first on WGN Radio, What's in the Box, we have a Marine who will be reading to you. I feel like having him read all of them, but I can't do that to him because he's got to face all of his other, fellow Marines. We've done the best with selecting his.
You know, the thing
reviews.
Is, he doesn't even know what he's reviewing, what he's going to be reading. It's not until he turns a paper over is he going to know if he's reading an appliance or a toy. So don't blame him.
Yes.
If he's reading a toy review.
Will you please hand this one to him as well? Thank you very much. I had to give you some. There's a few. By the way, I don't think I read, but just to give the sergeant an idea of how tawdry we can get, just to embarrass myself, because our listeners are like, don't play it all nice just because there's a Marine in the studio. Here are the ones that don't make it. These are the reviews. These are real reviews for an item called the Lalo Soraya. If you are a small woman, don't get this one. The simulator is too high, doesn't hit the spot, and you can't return it. Wasted money.
Appliance.
Okay, update. I finished 5 times in so many different ways in 30 minutes. I find myself coming back to this. I'm going to start lying on a tarp.
Toaster.
No, that sounds like a juicer to me.
But I like how we're tap dancing around the fact that, our friend here is a Marine. This guy's a Marine, man. He's a leatherneck. He's been to a few places, I'm sure.
Right.
Come on.
I think this isn't something.
You know what it is? I don't know, unless you're tuning in on the video feed on WGN.com, you don't realize he's in full uniform. I mean, he's wearing his dress blues.
I don't think we need to reiterate that part. He's trying very hard to just blend in.
Real quick, can we also talk about how great these drinks are?
Okay, yes. What are we...
what are we drinking, Vlad?
Yes, Vlad, what are we drinking from... Oh, wait, hold on a second. Let me give you this.
Do that guy and that guy.
Yes, that guy too. Yes,
go ahead. So the first one you've got, it's called I'm Not Your Sweetheart.
Vlad. I don't know why we have to play that game.
It's a little sassy.
So early.
No, but it's one of my favorite cocktails that we have on our menu right now. It's got gin, fresh squeezed pineapple juice, peach liqueur, a little bit of lemon, and a float of Campari at the bottom. So it starts out super sweet and friendly and, welcoming.
It is very
welcoming. And then...
the way you said that, welcoming.
Then it turns into your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah,
and
it gets angry. It gets very bitter at the end, actually.
Then it turns into a drill sergeant.
Sounds exactly like my ex-girlfriend.
It gets very bitter at the end because the Campari, with each tip of the glass back, you get a little more of that. So it changes as you drink it, and then it finishes bitter. So hence, I'm not your sweetheart.
And then it says, don't text me anymore. I'm not listening.
Yeah, that's the next cocktail.
And then it blocks you on Facebook.
Yeah, right? It says, drop and give me 50.
Now the phone lines light up. Once we say, there's a Marine in the studio reading the reviews, everyone's like, I'm sorry, there's a man in uniform reading to me? Yes, he is. Na 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 na. All kinds of jellies.
What's the other? I saw this other drink. It's got a strawberry on it, and it looks really. I didn't get one.
Here,
so
you can pass this around. So this one, the cool thing about this is you already get a response before you even get it close to you. You see it, and it's very sexy. It's a very sexy cocktail. It's got hips.
What's it called?
It's called the Queen of Hearts.
Oh. It's got hips?
Yeah, if you look at the glassware, it's got hips. It's got something to grab onto, you know? It's got this nice, dark, rich red color. You bring it close to your nose, and you get the fresh-cut strawberry, the mint, very welcoming. But then you have a sip, and it's a little smoky. It's a little...
So should I use the straw or not?
Yeah. So
you can get the... Otherwise I hit myself with the glass?
Yeah, no, so that way, and so when you actually taste it, it's smoky, it's dark, it's surprising, like any good lover will be.
Okay. It's perfect for this game. I think Vlad needs a bartend every What's in the Box. What you doing every Friday? This is fantastic. This is a great blend. I'm making my listeners wait. I didn't mean to. Tom has been on hold the longest. Hi, Tom. How are you doing tonight?
All right, and yourself?
Very well. Have you heard us play What's in the Box before?
Yes, I have heard. I've never participated yet.
Well, we welcome you to the game. We have at stake a gift card to Apt Electronics and a gift card to Lou Malnati's. It is winner's choice. So depending on who wins, you'll have a choice of one of those two prizes. And let me check in with Beverly. Hi, Beverly. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Have you heard us play What's in the Box?
Yes.
Oh, this is
all
fun.
All right, Bev.
I know. Bev is waiting to call in for this. So for those of you who've never heard us play, so that we don't start this game without cluing you in, I love shopping online, and I was struck by how many people will review such a wide variety of items, everything from T-shirts to jackets and boots, electronic items, you know, you got your televisions, your cell phones, your adult toys, and kitchen appliances. And so because those last two kind of caught my attention, it occurred to me as well that many of those reviews sound very similar. So the task of our contestants is to guess whether the review read by my participants, we have Vlad from Elixir
Lounge in Andersonville.
Elixir Lounge in Andersonville. I'm like, Elixir, there's more to that.
Yeah, there's more. We have more than one. And so we've actually had an issue where people come to the Lakeview location.
That's why I hung that sentence out for you to finish. Elixir Lounge in Andersonville.
Yes.
We also have Rob Martyr, our newsman extraordinaire. Roger Badish, news as well. Sergeant Paraka, who is escorting me to the Marine Corps boot camp and training center next week. And the Educators Workshop. Elliot Serrano, our chief geek officer. Craig and I just kind of sit back and let the festivities unfold.
We comment.
Yeah. And keep track.
Right, and keep kind of.
To the best of our ability.
Sure. That's what we do.
Tom, since you have, I'm going to do something a little differently. Tom, I'm going to let you choose. Who would you like to have read for you tonight of those participants in the game tonight?
The sergeant.
There you go. There you go, sergeant. Please read for Tom.
Okay. I use it every day. Upset I didn't order it years ago.
There is some sort of gravitas when it's yes, go ahead.
I'm going to say appliance.
Appliance it is.
There you go.
Wow, ding, ding, ding.
Excellent. Tom, you have gotten your first. Tom's on the board first. Beverly, do you have someone you would like to have read for you on this round? I'm only going to do it on the first round, but do you have your choice of all of our participants?
The sergeant.
Wow.
Popular guy today. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Here we go.
Nice balance. If it were too light, I would feel cheap. Plenty of power.
What do you think, Beverly?
That's a sex toy.
Oh.
Wrong.
It's an appliance. Oh, I'm sorry, Beverly. It is fun to hear the sergeant read that. Okay, so we have Tom has one. Beverly is yet to be on the board. For Tom, let's have Roger read to Tom.
All right, here we go. I have a 3-year-old I use every day, and it is still going strong.
What do you think, Tom?
Toy.
It is an appliance.
Oh.
You do want it going strong after 3 years, though. I have to agree with Tom on that one. I'm going to have Vlad read for Beverly. Beverly is behind by one in our game. Hi, Vlad.
All right, Beverly, this is going to be so good. It looks like it tried to melt the moment it got wet. Why would it do that?
That's a toy.
Yes, it is a toy.
Beverly
is tied up. There you go. All right, Rob Martyr, please read for Tom in this tied game of What's in the Box.
All right, since Sergeant Paraka is here, I want to read it as a drill sergeant would. I want to ask him if I would be drill sergeant material. You ready?
Here we go.
All right.
We'll see.
Mm-hmm. Soldier! This is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
We're all a little scared there, Tom. What do you think?
You know, we shouldn't let him guess yet. If we're really auditioning, Rob, we got to do it a second time.
Oh, yeah. Right. By the way, how was that first read there, Sergeant?
Sounds like the Army.
Oh.
Okay, so channel Marines.
Oh, that's a shot.
Yeah.
That's a shot.
How, now
Rob,
you channel,
really think about channeling
channel
the
Marines. Right. Think Jack Nicholson.
Semper Fi. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Hoorah.
Hoorah.
Oh, there it is.
Soldier, this is a bit bigger than I imagined, but it was doable.
So before we go, Sergeant, still Army?
He says soldier. It has to be that.
Now, Gary, go ahead. Hand it over to the sergeant.
Marine.
Him read
I'm sorry.
It.
It's too late.
Marine.
It's too late. It's too late now. Tom, I believe he was yelling at you.
Sorry, Tom.
That's okay.
Okay.
Appliance.
Oh.
I'm sorry, Tom. That is the wrong answer. Fall back in line.
What are you, Rooster? What's
really?
This?
Rooster Cogburn? What
you
the,
give me 50 what? Right now.
I'm trying, man. What do you guys, you know, come on. I'm trying. That's right.
Okay, Foghorn.
Foghorn, Leghorn.
Foghorn,
that's
Leghorn,
right.
Yes. Okay, Elliot has not read yet, so I'm going to give the sergeant a break for 1 second. Elliot, will you please read to Beverly?
Are you ready, Beverly?
Yes.
I had read lots of good reviews about this product, so I figured, why not try it? It looks pretty good, and it's a great price.
Wow.
That's a toy.
That is correct,
hey.
Yes.
Hey.
A toy.
Way Beverly, to go, Bev.
Beverly pulls ahead. Our sergeant... Paraka will read for Tom.
Okay, Tom, you ready?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, sir.
There we go.
Well done, Tom.
Low speed.
Sir, yes, sir.
All right. Low speed, a little fast. In general, it serves a purpose. Would recommend.
Oh, my God.
Well, as much as it sounds like a toy, I'm going to go out there and say appliance.
Dang.
You are. Ding, ding, ding. Wow.
Tom ties it up. But that also, you're right, Tom, that could sound like something else, which is why we play this game. Do you see how it works? Roger, please read for Beverly.
Hi, Beverly.
Hi.
Here we go.
Hello.
So here is your clue. But the great news is I can use the lower settings with People Home.
Nice.
Can I have what's? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Beverly. What do you think?
I think it's a toy.
Very good.
Yeah, can you what's nice. Can you forward me that
she
email,
wants
though?
This one again.
Okay, I would like that.
Let's pause here for a second. Beverly has pulled up ahead 3-2. I actually should tell the sergeant one of the reasons I actually started becoming fascinated with these reviews. One of the things that fascinated me were how many military women write reviews. They would comment because they are often in barracks around other people. Silence the level of volume and the quickness with which they are able to achieve their goals was important. So that was one of the things that drew my attention when it came to these reviews. I figured I should.
Isn't interesting.
That, isn't that like Navy SEALs, quick but efficient and quiet?
And quiet, yeah. Yes.
They were also Swift far less embarrassed about it. It seemed like military women would just admit very easily that this is something they use often.
I was ready to send care packages with a lot of batteries.
The part I took out on that was that she had the music on low also.
Ah,
gotcha. No. So when others were around.
Hold on, the thing had music?
No, it didn't have music. She... turned music on.
Did the music play as it was in use? Is that how it
works? Well, here's the
thing. I'm still looking for that model.
Funny story, there are items that you can coordinate with your shuffle.
It was like Bluetooth?
Wow. Yeah.
Yes. Vlad, will you please read for Tom? He is, he's fallen behind by one. Beverly is ahead. It's 3-2.
All right, Tom. You got this. Cannot evaluate as this was a gift chosen because of the name. What do you think, Tom?
Appliance.
Correct.
That's
yeah.
Ooh, Tom ties it up. Wow. 3-3.
I would have guessed toy.
Me too, because the name? Right.
Yeah, chosen. Like, why would you choose an appliance based on the name?
Exactly.
Well, I mean, how much brand awareness is there of adult toys, though? I mean, oh, I heard
okay, it. No, like you'd brand. Be surprised.
I mean, just like model.
You'd
like,
be surprised.
Hold on, hold on. Everyone stop talking. Let Patty answer this question.
Well, it depends on if you want your high end or your low end. Well, you saw the open the box sequence. Can you please read to
Beverly?
They've tied it up 3-3.
All right, Beverly, ready?
Yes.
It looks like it's well made and came in perfectly packaged, but was a disappointing purchase.
Oh. Hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I'll say a toy.
Atta girl. Well done.
I kind of like the way that Rob says that. All right. Beverly is now winning 4-3. This is a best of five. So let's see if we can tie it up here, Tom, with the Sergeant reading for you.
Fantastic purchase and great value.
That is so to the point.
I love how I can hear Tom exhaling.
Tom, do you need it again?
Hopefully it's a toy.
Mm. Wrong.
Oh,
Tom.
Tom stays behind. Tom,
that's a real shame.
Elliot, you might help Beverly win here.
All right, Beverly.
Here we go.
I'm going to throw you a curve, though. I'm going to read this review as beloved Episode 1 character Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, man. Right.
Beverly, are you familiar with the Star Wars franchise?
Are you also familiar with Elliot reading stuff as Jar Jar Binks? This has happened before.
This has happened before. You ready, Beverly?
Okay.
Here we go.
Is this amazing? I have bought similar items for over $100, and this is the best one so far. I cannot believe it is so inexpensive.
Wow, that's, you know what? I'm going to need that back. I'm going to read this one to Beverly. That was the Jar Jar Binks reading for you. Wow. Beverly, I will also read this one.
Patty, what voice are you going to do?
I'm going to do the interpretation of Jar Jar Binks.
Okay, cool.
It is amazing. I have bought similar items for over $100, and this is the best one so far. I cannot believe it is so inexpensive. What do you think, Beverly?
A sex toy.
Ding, ding, ding. We have a winner. Winner, winner. Wow. And you have your choice, Beverly, of an Apt Electronics gift card, apt.com for more information, or Lou Malnati's. Go to loumalnati's.com. Beverly, thank you so much. Tom, it was such a blast to play with both of you tonight. Thank you, thank you. And we look forward to hearing from you again. Sergeant, do you feel like perhaps your career has been marred in any way with this experience?
Oh, no, until I go back to work Monday.
Are they still listening to you? He was.
Very possible.
It's very possible. All right.
Well, can I do just the one
all
without
of them?
You
do not, all of them, Roger, please.
Do all right.
No, whichever ones you feel that you need to highlight.
I just want one, but you and Craig can't answer. Okay? Because you already know. All right, here
all
we
right,
go.
All right.
I can confidently tell you without hesitation that this is the only one on the market worth getting for those in a morning rush.
I feel like it's got to be an appliance.
Anyone
Elliot,
else?
Elliot, what do you think?
A morning rush. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to say appliance, but I'm going to go the opposite. I'm going to say toy.
Oh, so we got one of each?
What do you think?
I think it's a microwave.
Okay.
I'll go toy.
It's got to be a coffee maker.
I'm going to go with a toy.
Ooh, it's half an hour. Just about, yeah, it's a... actually, it's a coffee maker. You're right.
There you go.
What? There you go. All right. Well, I'm going to need so much of that next week. I'm going to find out
that's
what kind of coffee.
Credit. That's got
that
extra credit.
Yeah. I don't know what to give you. Let me look around the studio. I got a pen, maybe. We'll see if the sergeant has something for you. More after this on 720 WGN.